Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Off the play action. Allen hit as he throws, able to complete it. Diggs, and taillights time. Diggs is looking back. Touchdown, and he stumbles into the end zone. It's a 50-yard pass play from Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Joe Ostrowski here. Joe Giglio is out, so Jim Rodriguez is sitting in. And, Jim, we're going to pick your brain for much of the rest of the hour. See if you can help us make some money, man.
All right.
Well, we can fade you if it's bad. I mean, we can fade you. All right. Let's break down the AFC East. So you can talk about your Dolphins and the four teams in the NFL that you pay close attention to coming up in about 20 minutes. We're going to take a look at the ACC as we've been starting to take a deeper dive into the upcoming college football season. But we start with the AFC East. As expected, the Buffalo Bills are your favorite over at PointsBet. They are minus 155 to win the division. Second favorite, third favorite, very tight there. Miami plus 325, second favorite. New England plus 350. That's come down a bit. I remember earlier this offseason, it was a much larger number. And the Jets are plus 2,000. The Bills to win the Super Bowl is 12-1. Win totals, Bills 11. Dolphins and Patriots mentioned neck and neck of division odds. Well, it's the same with the win total, both at 9.5, and the Jets, that surprised me a bit. It's at 6. What are your thoughts overall on the division? You can start with your Dolphins or just go with the top of the Bills.
Well, let's start with the team that's going to win this thing, and that's the Bills. I mean, I think this division, it's funny how this division is playing the fifth weakest schedule if you go by last year's numbers. Okay, they're going to play the AFC South and the NFC South, and the extra game is against the NFC East. For the Dolphins, they play the Giants at home. I think it's Buffalo's to lose. I think the win total for Buffalo is scandalously low at 11. I think they're going to blow that away. I think they're a 13 win team easily in that division, having to play the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets twice a year. I think they're clearly the favorite. And for Miami, I think there's something seriously brewing here with the Dolphins. I mean, they've got Tua. Their win total is 9.5. I don't think they get it. I got them at 9 wins, maybe. And when you look at the first 5 games for the Dolphins, you're looking at possibly 1-4 right out of the gate. They're at New England. They host the Bills, they go to Vegas, host the Colts, go to Tampa. They mess around, they're 1-4 right out of the gate. And this whole Xavien Howard thing is just another distraction, and it's yet another player that the Dolphins are basically having acrimony with. Remember, Jarvis Landry left here, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and now Xavien Howard. So what's going on? Is it Brian Flores? Is it Chris Greer? Is it this whole Patriots way of thinking about players easily? It's weird for a team that hasn't won a playoff game, this one playoff game, this century, to be treating players this way. And before we get on Xavien Howard and his new contract demands, I just want to bring up a story of Bernardrick McKinney. Who is Bernardrick McKinney, you say? Linebacker who the Dolphins acquired from the Texans last year. He came over with a contract that had 3 years, $25 million on it. The Dolphins found out that all the guaranteed money has been paid on that contract. So they went to McKinney and they said, hey, the 3 years, $25 million you got, that's all gone. You're getting a 1 year, $3 million contract. Take it or leave it. Think about that when you want to jump on Xavier Howard, not you personally, but Xavier Howard with 2 feet wanting to renegotiate. This is a little powder keg brewing here in Miami. This season could go sideways in a hurry in South Florida.
Before the Howard stuff came out on Instagram the other day, my favorite win total bet was under 9.5 for the Miami Dolphins. Like everything is lining up for this. First off, Flores, great job last year. 10-6 last season. Could have easily been the coach of the year. Easily. Sure. But man, I don't like the way this is going. And first off, the quarterback. Do you believe in Tua? There's no safety blanket. It's you, man.
They're taking the training wheels off this year.
It's going to be all you. I don't even know that they should have done it last year. I questioned how they handled the quarterback position, but we'll see if it ends up working out. What I find fascinating is what they're doing is, listen, there are no excuses. We're probably not going to give you 3-4 years. At the end of year two, we're going to have answers to all the questions that we have about the quarterback who we selected very high. So what do? Let's draft Jalen Waddle early in the first round. Let's bring in Will Fuller. Let's add some depth to the offensive line in the draft. And they help the pass rush a little bit with Jalen Phillips. But the biggest thing to me is Tua, yards per play, everything you want to look at, they're near the bottom. The guy can't play from the pocket. When it's clean, when he's standing back there, he can't get it done. He can't move the football. And defensively, they were unbelievable. They were one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
Sure.
They're going to repeat that turnover margin? They're going to force that many takeaways again? Especially if you don't have Howard?
And they still don't have a running game. Oh, by the way, don't have a running game. And here's the key to this whole
thing. How did they win 10?
Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic. Throwing up no-look passes in Vegas that wins games. The Dolphins don't have a bye till week 14. That is going to be huge, especially if they start feeling gravity's pull with injuries and that tough schedule. This is going to be really bad. Brian Flores is not on the hot seat. He's not going to get fired. None of that nonsense. But all of a sudden, 9-8, it could be a really good year for a team that has not had back-to-back winning seasons since 2002-03, Joe.
Yeah.
So this whole talk about the Dolphins, they're gonna challenge the Bills. No, they're not. The Patriots could have a better record than them.
So your favorite win total in the AFC East is Buffalo over 11, and mine is Miami under 9.5. Is that right? Buffalo's your favorite?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Way over 11.
If I had to make a play on the Bills win total, I would go over, and it's a little bit juice to the over. But I'm not as sold on it as you are. When we see a team that does great ATS and we see a quarterback make that sort of a leap, it wasn't one step. It was like 5 or 6 steps.
Yeah.
He's MVP territory. Josh Allen is right there. At some sites, they have him as a second favorite to be the MVP after Patrick Mahomes. Now, there's a bit of a gap, but that's what we're talking about here. Offensive DVOA, they were number one in the NFL. EPA on offense, they were number two. I'm not sure that it's possible for Allen and Diggs to repeat what they did last season. And that's the big question. Is that what they're going to need? They know they need some help on defense. They understand that. They need to at least become closer to average. What do they do with their first two picks? Let's get some pass rushers. Let's see if we can get to the opposing quarterback, because outside of Trey White, there are a lot of questions on the defensive side of the ball. And if you have that many questions, you're going to need Allen to repeat that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. Agreed. But I think also they're going to take advantage of this bad division. They're gonna take advantage of having two with the Jets, two with the Patriots. You know, it's amazing. I saw this stat and I had to look it up. Do you realize the Bills head coach was the first person to ever beat Bill Belichick twice in that division? Of all the Bills coaches,
McDermott's ever, phenomenal.
He's ever. Phenomenal. He's the first guy to beat Bill Belichick twice. So I believe it. Maybe we're just so beaten down with Buffalo and expecting them to poop the bed at the end. Maybe we are. The Bills are legit. They're the real thing. Another year, no more experience for Allen. I like Buffalo a lot.
Joe Ostrowski, J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio on BetQL Daily. To your point, if you're big on the Bills, if Josh Allen, MVP candidate, and then the rest, Tua, I don't know. I'm not a believer. We'll find out for real this year. There's Cam or Mac Jones, and then there's a rookie in Zach Wilson.
Who isn't even signed yet?
I mean, there's
He'll be there.
He'll get that's got
how Jets is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the ocean gap between the Josh Allen situation and every other quarterback scenario in this division. I understand why you're big on the Bills. Are you willing to say 12-1 Super Bowl? Some maybe a conference future? Are you willing to go that far? It's not a great number.
No. I mean, I think when you get out of the AFC East, you get into some deep water. I think Kansas City is still far, you know, heads and shoulders above everyone else. And I think I would like to see Buffalo host an AFC championship game. Then I think you can do some damage. Mm-hmm. I know Kansas City is a bad weather town too in January, but there's a difference between going to Orchard Park in January to play a title game.
I can't wait for that. Home field advantage is going to be a thing again in the upcoming football season. I can't wait for that. And that's a big home field advantage they have. Mm-hmm. So we're used to, when discussing New England Patriots and Belichick, we're used to saying, there's too much love for the Patriots, too much love for the Patriots. I don't know if you've heard it, but I have not heard that love for the Patriots. It's strange to say they have a rookie quarterback, one of the top five balls to them at 15th overall. They had so many opt-outs a year ago. They were missing four starters due to the opt-outs. Players are like, I don't have to deal with Bill for a year, and mm-hmm. you're giving me the option to stay home. I'm going to stay home. Sure. That's exactly what happened. Some additions. They're trying to fix that tight end position. Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith. We don't know when Mac Jones is going to start. It's fascinating to look at the depth chart, J-Rod, because the entire defensive line is new players. Everybody that is expected to start on the defensive line. The schedule makers did the Patriots zero favors. They are facing three opponents coming off byes this year.
Yeah. I think for me, this is really we're a motivated Bill Belichick is a dangerous Bill Belichick. Yeah. I think he had a little humble pie, especially with Brady going out and winning that Super Bowl. All of a sudden, the bloom came off of his rose. And I'll tell you what, in Miami, don't talk about not being that Patriots not having any love, because anywhere you look, the Patriots were early on, they were more of a favorite to win the division than the Dolphins. They were more of a favorite to get to win to the AFC than the Dolphins. More of a favorite to get to the Super Bowl than the Dolphins. So we've got this sort of little brother, redheaded stepson thing when it comes to the Patriots, and the fact that the Dolphins begin and end the year with Belichick already has got people nervous here. I think the Patriots are going to be a lot better.
Yes.
9.5, that's, I mean, we could be seeing could they get to double digits against a softer schedule?
Well, as bad as they were, as many opt-outs as they had, didn't have a quarterback. They went 7-9. Right. And now we're saying they're going to be much better, and I agree with you there. And they're adding a game. Maybe we should take a harder look at over 9.5.
Right. You know, they could be hovering around that wild card spot too. And it's still, listen, it's still Belichick. I know it was easy to jump on him and throw a little dirt on him and say, see, it was Brady, it wasn't him. Still Belichick. Guy knows how to motivate. Guy knows how to coach. He didn't forget how to coach last year. Maybe got a little full of himself, but he didn't forget how to coach.
I'll bet on Belichick coming off a losing season with a brand new quarterback, bunch of additions on offense, same deal on defense as well.
Running things again and not having to deal with Brady, who maybe wasn't as Aaron Rodgers in public. But again, that stuff gets to you. I don't care how solid you are and how much of a hard ass you are. That stuff gets to you. All those distractions. No distractions in New England anymore.
I was disappointed to see the Jets number of 6 because I was hoping it would be a little bit lower and I would jump on the over. It's hard for me to go over 6. So I need the Jets coming off that disastrous 2020 season under Adam Gase to go 7-10. For me to be a winner on the win total. I mean, this is a team that unanimously everybody believes that they're the worst team in the division, and you've got to go 7-10 for it to hit the over. I don't hate what they're doing. I mean, they have the guy that they believe is a franchise quarterback. I don't love drafting a guard in the middle of the first round, Vera Tucker, but he was the best one available. They're going to help their quarterback for the future. They drafted wide receiver Elijah Moore in the second round, helping the franchise quarterback. Free agent Corey Davis is there helping the quarterback. You still have Jamison Crowder in the slot. You know, when Zach Wilson does show up, he's going to have some weapons on this offense.
And I think from the sports investing perspective, I think the Jets on a game per game basis are going to be tough. I think their ATS is going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot better than their record. They're going to hang in there. They're going to keep games close. They're going to make life tough for the books and for the investors.
Now, I'm not saying go bet them to make the playoffs at plus 475 or over the 6, but I think they're going to hang around in a lot of games. And maybe we should take a look at Zach Wilson, Offensive Rookie of the Year, because a lot of these quarterbacks, Justin Fields with the Bears, Mac Jones with the Patriots, Trey Lance with San Francisco, we don't know when they're going to play. Zach Wilson's going to play from day one.
They're not going to. Yeah, those guys you mentioned, they may get less than 10 games on their resume. You know, before we see them, you know, before the season goes sideways for them per se. So yeah, you're going to have a whole season of Zach Wilson to, you know, the good and the bad. Not a bad call for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Best number available is 10 to 1. And people want to bet on Kyle Pitts. I mean, there are 5 quarterbacks taken to the top 15. One of those 5 quarterbacks is going to be your Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's Joe Ostrowski and J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio on BetQL Daily. J-Rod's in the Miami area, so let's talk some ACC football next. Some win total bets, conference, anybody but Clemson going to win? I don't know. That's next in the BetQL Network.